Dogs at the Seattle Humane Society anxiously wait to find a new home, thanks in large part to the hardworking people who volunteer there.
We have less than, I think, 70 staff people, and we have 1,400 active volunteers.
That's Maureen Walsh-Lull, the Volunteer Services Manager for the Seattle Humane Society. Maureen knows there's a lot to be done at the shelter, and the volunteers are more than happy to help out in any way they can.
Everything from cleaning kennels and laundry and, you know, walking dogs, scooping litter boxes, to helping with fundraising. You know, we have people who do procurement for our auction, and we have people set up the auction or people who take pictures of the animals so that they're on our website and help out with our marketing department.
It's clear that community service workers are vital to organizations such as the Seattle Humane Society, but the actual people who put their time and effort into causes they care about have their own stories to tell.
Hi.
Nikki Kirchhauser's horse, Sergei, walks around the barn on a chilly autumn evening. Nikki volunteers at the Little Bit Therapeutic Riding Center, which provides equine-assisted therapies for children and adults with disabilities.
I've been working with horses for the past 9 years, and I've been volunteering at Little Bits for the past 4 years, on and off, but definitely more in the past 2 years. I've been really putting a lot of time and effort into it.
Her passion for horses and helping people are reflected in her views of community service.
I think that volunteers are so beneficial and kind of make the therapeutic riding center happen, because if it wasn't for volunteers, the amount of money that, you know, the patients are able to spend would not cover the cost of volunteer or of employees. So if we didn't have volunteers, there wouldn't be people to run the whole entire facility. There wouldn't be people to lead the horses. There wouldn't be people to care for the horses. And if we don't have care of the horses, there would be no type of patient recovery. And so it helps the whole business run, and it helps all of these people, these children and adults. So I think it's huge. And I think that more people need to kind of take it upon themselves to volunteer.
Laura Mackin is another volunteer who pledged her time to coaching a third grade girls basketball team for Kirkland Parks and Recreation, an organization she was a part of growing up.
Well, I've played basketball for almost 17 years now, and growing up, my dad was the basketball coach of our elementary school team. We were undefeated, and I just had such a great time, and taught me a lot about basketball and how much I love the game. I met a lot of wonderful friends through the program, and I thought, you know, as an adult, I really wanted to give back and give that experience to the kids that are learning and new to the game.
Laura's commitment to the girls stems from her understanding that she is not only teaching them about basketball, but providing groundwork for skills they will use for the rest of their lives.
Well, I think that organized sports at a young age is really good for young children, because it teaches them the importance of, as I said before, sportsmanship, how to interact with their teammates, how to learn what sports they excel at, what sports they can improve in. And also, organized sports keeps kids in the future out of a drug scene, keeps them out of negative pressures that they have in school. And I just really think that there's not enough money out there with the economy for people to get paid to coach. And if you love kids and you love to volunteer, I think it's great. It's a great experience for me, and it's a great experience for them. And no money could be paid for how much fun I have with these kids.
What's a move that you've taught one of the kids?
I teach them how to chest pass, so they step with their right, and they push off, fingers down, and call their teammate's name, Susie!
Our society can often become so self-involved that we forget about the significance in giving back. Start volunteering today and make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. For UW Bothell Community Radio, I'm Adrienne Hashimoto.